Heritage 105 Radio.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one. No is the saddest experience you'll ever know. Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since she went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number, much more worse than two. One is the loneliest number.
Was Harry Nilsson calling something neat there. My name is Ben Hewardine, and this is Cambridge 105 Radio. This is my music show. Strap in for an hour of excitement and tales of Tall. But anyway, that Harry Nilsson song, he wrote that actually because he was on the phone to someone and got disconnected. And that's what that chord is sort of based on, that sort of plodding chord is the disconnected tone. And the actual version, that was an alternate version, but the actual version ended up sounding a lot more like a telephone tone. Everyone's been talking about TikTok these past few decades, it feels like sometimes, and most of the songs on there I'm not a big fan of, but this one really caught my ear. It's called World's Smallest Violin by AJR.
My grandpa fought in World War II. He was such a noble dude. I can't even finish school. Missed my mom and left too soon. His dad was a fireman who fought fire so violent. I think I bored my therapist while playing him my violin.
Oh my God,
that's so insane.
Oh my God,
that's such a shame. Next to them my shit don't feel so grand, but I can't help myself from feeling bad. I kind of feel like two things can be said. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon,
that's right.
I blow up into smithereens. This real my tiny symphony. Just let me play my violin for you. Such a noble dude. Man, I feel like such a fool. I got so much left to prove. All my friends are vaping friends. They're so good at making friends. I'm so scared of caving in. Is that entertaining yet?
Oh my God,
that's so insane.
Oh my God,
that's such a shame. Next to them my shit don't feel so grand, but I can't help myself from feeling bad. I kind of feel like two things can be said.
Violin really needs an audience. So
Somewhere in the universe, somewhere someone's got it worse. Wish that made it easier, wish I didn't feel the hurt. The world's smallest violin really needs an audience. So if I do not find somebody soon, I'll blow up into smithereens and spew my tiny symphony all up and down a city street while trying to put my mind at ease. Like finishing this melody, this feels like a necessity. So this could be the death of me, or maybe just a better me. Now come in with the timpanis and take a shot of Hennessy. I know I'm not there mentally, but you could be the remedy. So let me play my.
That was The World's Smallest Violin by AJR, and it's a song big on TikTok. And I find it interesting that a lot of the songs that get really big on TikTok aren't necessarily, you know, your standard pop affair for the last 15 years. And I think any disruption in that is a good thing. Now I'm going to play a song called Bad Days, Orally Excited Version by The Flaming Lips. This was on their album Clouds Taste Metallic. It was actually a bit of a flop at the time, but now it's very highly critically regarded. Yeah, here we go.
Sleep late when you can.
That was Bad Days by the Flaming Lips, and that was their last track of their last album before their second big break with their album The Soft Bulletin, and which was an album where you might have noticed that track we just played was very guitar led, but The Soft Bulletin was one where Wayne Coyne, the leader of the band, said no guitars, and partly because their guitar player left the band, but it was a good thing for them, that sort of restriction. So now I'm going to play a song by the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, and you probably know it, it's Heads Will Roll, but it's a classic.
Off with your head, dance till you're dead, heads will roll.
The Yeah Yeah Yeahs with Heads Will Roll. I'm going to play a song by the band The Smile, and if you don't, not familiar with the indie music scene so much, The Smile are made out of Tom York, Johnny Greenwood, and a drummer who I can't remember the name of. The two members of Radiohead went off and made their own project, and it's called The Smile, and this song's called Panavision from that project, and it's really, really pretty.
See you without your eyes.
The Smile with their song Panavision. I think if I talked over that fade out and they knew about it, they'd be very angry, but it's a very beautiful piece of art, that is. So I'm going to play a song by a woman I've met, actually. She's called Emily Barker, and my dad, who's a musician as well as I am, wrote this song with her. It's called More, and it's a lovely little tale, a romance tale with a lovely Motown feel to it.
Hurry home, my sweetheart.
Emily Barker with More with an exclamation mark. It's a really fun little track. I don't mean to call it little. That sounds like I'm belittling it, but I'm not. Blur. Let's talk about Blur for a second. Dave Rowntree was the drummer in Blur, and he does film soundtracks, and he recently released his own album called Radio Songs, and this song's called Devil's Island from that album, and it's really good. All right, let's go. Devil's Island by Dave Rowntree from his album Radio Songs, which is new and available on all streaming services. De La Soul recently had their album put on streaming services for the first time. I don't think it's actually out yet, but they're releasing singles slowly. And their album 3 Feet and Rising, and you know, with 3 is the magic number, but with them doing some rhymes over it. And here's another track from that. It's I Know featuring Otis Redding.
Greetings, girl, and welcome to my world of phrasing right up to bat. It's the daisy age and you're about to walk top stage, so wipe your lottos on the mat. Hip-hop love this is, and don't mind when I quiz your evolvements before the sun. But clear your court, cause this a one-man sport, and who's better for this than plugged one? Don't have to worry about me squashing other deals, cause they've already been squished. Freeze the frame of our moves the same, wish we can continue right behind the bush. You'll stay with me, I know this, but not because of all my earthly treasures, or regardless to the fact that I'm past the noose, but because
I know I love you better.
I cut this dance to introduce myself as the chosen one to speak. Let me lay my hand across yours and aim a kiss upon your cheek. The name's plucked too, and from the soul I bring you the daisy of your choice. May it be filled with a pleasure principle in circumference to my voice. About those other Jennies I reckoned with, lost them all like a homework excuse. This time the magic number is two, 'cause it takes two, not three, to seduce. My destiny of love is brought to an apex. Sex is a mere molecule in this world of lust that I have for you. It's true, true.
I know I love you better.
It's time to let this rhyme style get somewhat poured in the mold. Hold my hand, we'll pick my plantation of daisies for a bouquet of souls. Like at the cut of a rim, take it as filled to the rim as in brim. Squeeze your stoop like Betty Boop, then make camel alphabet soup and spell plug ones within. Forward march is the save when transistors will play. Coming to bed is the move. Dolby sound will be then top crown when I put the needle into your groove. I got a good thing, and in full swing. I show this in gifts, words or letters, but even without those three, I know you'd be close to me, 'cause
I know I love you better.
It's I again, and the soul that I send is taking steps to reach your heart. Any moment you feel alone, I can fill up your empty part. We can ascend till we reach daylight heaven, and in a spin we'll hit the top 10. Then we could meet Mr. Stucky and Pops, Brother Lucky will preach, let the wedding begin. Shot by an arrow of Cupid through a string of a G-clef, my dear, I claim your death. And if you could hear me, by golly gee, true boy is ready for what you possess. We could live in my plug to home, and on Mars where we could be all alone, and we make a song for two, picture perfect things, and I sing of how
I know I love you better.
De La Soul with I Know, and I is spelt like the eyeball in your head. That's not part of the song title, it just is spelt like that. Lily Allen, let's talk about her. She did a cover of Mr. Blue Sky that I really like, that I'm going to play now, and yeah, I just think Lily Allen is an amazing artist, and she's continually very exciting and interesting. So I'm going to play a cover, even though she's a great songwriter, I'm going to play a cover of Mr. Blue Sky.
Sun is shining in the sky, there ain't a cloud in sight. It stopped raining, everybody's in a play, and don't you know, it's a beautiful new day. Streets.
sky. Please tell us why we had to hide away for so long. Where do we go
Blue Sky by Lily Allen, and yeah, just it's a great thing, that, isn't it? So we also have a song that's used next in the TV show Eastbound and Down, which you should definitely watch if you haven't. It's kind of like an American version of Alan Partridge, and they use this as the theme tune, and the first episode it's used to amazing effect. It's Freddie King, Going Down.
Going down, 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 down.
Freddie King going down, using the theme for Eastbound and Down. That's where I know it, at least. You probably know it from something else. I don't know why I said that. Anyway, so here's Beastie Boys with Intergalactic, because you can't get enough of that, can you?
Super educated, I'm smarter than Spock. Spock, you ever tell me you will agree? Ain't no brother like the K-I-D-D. You know what I mean? I'm telling you, with the echo, I'm telling you.
That was Beastie Boys with Intergalactic. Yeah, I just love that song. Beastie Boys are someone who I can always come back to and just have a fun time. And I think their songs are really cool, how they're just so unabashedly unmusical sometimes, but also like really exciting production, you know. So Les Paul, he invented the Les Paul, was a guitarist, and here he is with Mary Ford singing and playing Vaya con Dios, or May God Be With You.
The hacienda's dark, the town is sleeping. Now the time has come to part, the time for weeping. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Now the village mission bells are softly ringing. If you listen with your heart, you'll hear them singing. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my love. Wherever you may be, I'll be beside you. Although your many million dreams away, each night I'll say a prayer to guide you, to hasten every lonely hour of every lonely day. Now the dawn is breaking through a great tomorrow, but the memories we share are there to borrow. Vaya con Dios, my darling. Vaya con Dios, my
Paul and Mary Ford with Vaya con Dios, or May God Be With You. I was recording something. I'm a musician myself, not to brag or anything, but I was recording something with my friend Chris, and he thought the melody we were working on reminded him of the Back to the Future melody, and that got me listening to the Back to the Future score, so I'm going to play a bit of that now, because it's just amazing, isn't it? That sort of ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Well, yeah, I'll let you listen anyway.
Thank you.
Seattle, but some hair on your chest. That was the Back to the Future theme. Actually, that was from Back to the Future 2, the credits theme. And yeah, it just makes me want to rewatch those movies. And I'm going to go out on a song by a band I love called Of Montreal. And I play this every so often just because I think it's good of reminding the public, my adoring public, about the powers of Montreal, the band. And this song's called First Time High, and this is an acoustic version by of Chicago. I'll see you next week. Have a great one.
Does she know you should know that I am not just searching for some first time high? I know it's all about perceptions, and I accept you as my very first mover. I was a foreigner when you appeared from the shadows. Some dreams, and you told me all kinds of insanity. I asked your friend if you were available. She answered no, but yes, well, yes and no. Does she know you should know that I am not just searching for some first time high? I know it's all about perceptions.
Swedish plum trees
that summer.
It was too cold to swim, so we climbed upon the rocky shore and freaked out on the mountain goats, but they were not impressed or scared of us.
Do you remember our summer as independence? Do you remember our summer? Independence, do you remember? Now I'm viewing my memory reel in reverse, scrolling back to come to feel your weather then. Does she know you should know that I am not just searching for some first time high? I know it's all about perceptions, and I accept you as my very first mover. Perceptions, and I accept you as my very first mover. Does she know you should know that I am not just searching for some first time high? I know it's all about perceptions. And